Welcome to Stemming in Stilettos with Dr. Tasha, a podcast for and about women of color in STEM. These women are brave, beautiful, and brilliant. Their stories deserve and need to be heard. Their voice strong, their message clear, their experiences priceless. Now let's welcome this wonderful winning woman of color to the show.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stemming in Stilettos with Dr. Tasha. I am really happy to be here with you guys today. And it's just me in the studio today. It's me and myself and I. And what are we talking about today? Well, I was thinking through what things I really wanted to discuss with you and what things are really happening in my life and like how have I been handling them all. There's been a lot happening. So you guys know that in the last couple of months, I have, you know, tripped and fallen. I've broken a foot. I've changed jobs twice. I have had lots of opportunities this year and I'm infinitely grateful for them all, but I have been in a constant state of learning. And through it all, what you guys also need to know about me is that I love to read. It is one of the ways that I really learn. And so I ingest and digest words. And, you know, I guess you can say I put meaning to them. I give meaning to them. They really help me. And so it's what I use. It's the method. And so I really want to spend some time with you today talking about some of the books that have really helped me this year. And hopefully you will pick some of these up. And I really sincerely hope that they will help you. Now, I will put out a disclaimer right here from the very beginning and tell you that none of the authors have given me any cash or any monetary, offering to talk about their books. That's not what this is. When I say that these books have really helped me or in the process of helping me, that's really what I mean. So I want to start with someone whose book is, I just love her. I think she's hilarious. But she's hilarious in a like everyday kind of like, yeah, that makes sense kind of way. But the way she turns a phrase really, really, I really, really love. And so this book is called Professional Troublemaker, The Fear Fighter Manual by Lovey Ajayi Jones. I love this book. It is well written. It's funny. It's thoughtful. It's like talking to your girlfriend. It's like having that conversation, you know, when you're with your girlfriend and you guys are talking and she says stuff that A, makes sense, is so practical, but it's said in a funny way. The way the words are twisted are just, it's just delightful. And so in the Professional Troublemaker, she talks through just, you know, like, how we do things, you know, how we do things. Be, say, and do is how the book is broken down in the contents. And she starts off by, you know, how do you know yourself, right? And then sort of gives us permission to be too much and to dream audaciously and to own your dopeness and to trust where you are. And so I think those are some of the title, the chapter titles, but like when she gets into the meat of the thing, yes to all of that. And as women of color who, you know, are often in spaces where we're the only one, being able to do these things and know these things is really vital and key. And so this book, A, you'll laugh out loud, you'll cry, you'll slap the book down, you want to give someone a high five when you read it. Because all of these things we need to do. I mean, it's just, she talks about speaking the truth and failing loudly. All of the things that we sometimes become scared to do, especially if we are in spaces where failure isn't an option. And as we know, in this life, failure always is an option. And in STEM, most of the time they tell you to fail fast and fail, you know, often, because the failures lead to your success, except for when we're talking about folks who look like us. Then failures become a part of our dossier. It becomes a part of our ethos, if you will, and that isn't necessarily the way it's supposed to be. It works for everyone else except for us. But in this book, Being a Professional Troublemaker, which I like to call myself a professional troublemaker, she teaches you how she's done it, how friends have done it, what she believes to be true. And I just love it. I love it for you. So go get your copy today from Amazon or wherever else you get books from. So that's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites. So go pick it up. Troublemaker, The Fear Fighter Manual by Lovey Ajayi Jones. Second book, you guys, that have really, really, you guys have heard me talk about this book so much over the past year and a half. And it's called Career Rehab, Rebuild Your Personal Brand and Rethink the Way You Work by Kanika Tolver. Okay, so she was a guest on the show. So if you haven't heard her episode, then please go back and download it immediately. She talks about some of the topics that she has in her book. And let me tell you, what a book it is. She says, ditch the job for the dream. If you are not doing what you love, then it's time to rethink your daily grind and renovate your career. It's time for career rehab. And I always tell people, one of the best things that I learned from her and that I have passed on to so many other people, always giving her credit because I believe in it. She wrote a book. She took the time to put her thoughts down on paper and it was published. So we're going to give her all the credit in the world. But Kanika says we should date jobs, right? And that's hard for us, especially as women of color, because we tend to marry jobs when we only should be dating them, right? And she gives a timeline in the book. So I won't give away the meat of the book, but she does give a timeline for what that looks like for you. And so if this is you, if you're in the middle of like, oh man, I'm in a place where I don't know if this is, you know, this is what I want to be doing. This is not quite it. I don't know exactly what it is. Now it's time for you to start thinking about career rehab. And so the interesting thing I think about this book for me is that she talks about who you are, the individual, not necessarily you, the engineer, even though that is a part of who you are, or you, the tech person, you, the person in IT, whoever you are, right? But like how your personal brand can be a part of who you become in the professional world. And those things are really, really vitally important. And so I think this book is a help for anyone who is in the midst of career challenges or career changes, or you're right now, you're like, I'm confused and I don't know exactly which way is up and which way is down. So take a look at it. Again, it's a really short read, but it's so good and so, so deep. So, so deep. That one of the things that I love, and she says in here, but she says, brand yourself like a product, because you are. Your skills, your degrees, your experiences, all of the things that you know, that's a product. People pay you for your product, for the product, right? So when you're going in there to negotiate salary, you already know what you bring to the table. And so you mark that down, like this is worth this, this is worth that. And then you set your price based off of what you know you bring to the table. Don't let anybody sell you short. So if they're coming to the table and they say it's X number of dollars, and you're like, oh no, buddy, I bring more than that. And if they're not willing to pay that amount, then you need to be willing to walk away from that. She goes into detail about it. So again, won't steal the thunder. but I just, I just love this book. And so I think it is going to be, if you haven't already read it, it is the book for you. Career Rehab, Rebuild Your Personal Brand and Rethink the Way You Work by Kanika Tolver. All right. So my next one, she too was also a guest on the show. And so I would advise you to go and look up her episode as well. And so this book is called You're More Than a Diversity Hire. Women in STEM, The Five Keys to Unlocking Your Full Potential by Angelique Adams, Dr. Angelique Adams. And the thing I really love about this book is that it is written in such a way that you, again, you feel like you're talking to somebody that you know. And it's very matter of fact. So it's not this, you know, let me read through, you know, read through the whole chapter and see if I understood what I read. You will know exactly what you're reading. And so, Dr. Adams, she's an engineer and an innovation expert. So she knows, she's coming from it from that standpoint, which I absolutely love because I too am an engineer. So we tend to speak in certain ways. And, she leverages her own experiences and interviews with dozens of other women in STEM. And she came away with the five keys to a successful career in this moment right now. And so we all know that we're in a moment. And it's really, really important that we take the time to just get clear about it all, you know? And so we know that today's STEM environment is still dominated by white males. It hasn't changed much. For women of color, we've made some strides, but we are still in the minority of minorities. And that's a shame. We're still not in rooms in some settings. Or if we are in rooms, we often find ourselves being the first. Maybe if we're not the first, then we are the only right now. And if there are are other minorities, then, you know, they're probably male. So they too are having a different experience, but it's not our experience. But this book sort of gives you and empowers you to sort of push forward to your goals, helps you clarify what those goals are for yourself. And then sort of talks to you very matter-of-factly about how to accomplish those goals in the challenging and difficult environment that is out there for a woman of color in STEM. So I really enjoy it. And again, she was a guest on the show. And so her episode was just, she was amazing. She was amazing as a guest, and I've seen her on a couple of other things. So if you haven't gotten the book, again, it's You're More Than a Diversity Hire, Women in STEM, The Five Keys to Unlocking Your Full Potential by Dr. Angelique Adams. Go back and look at the episode, or go back and listen to the episode. Go get her book from wherever you're getting books from these days. I still like physical copies. I don't know about you guys, but I have a lot of Kindle books. So I'm never without a book, which is a blessing to me because I will pick up a book and read anywhere. So if that's you, get the Kindle editions if they are available. But if you like to still get the book, then do that also. I always get a little giddy when it's like getting a present. You know, when they come in the mail from Amazon, that's the way I treat them. I have my very own stand of books here, and I just love to look at them, and I love to, and I don't know about you, but some people might say I abuse books, but I really like to highlight and like showcase and sort of tab the pages that have made a really impact on my brain, on me. And so I really want to remember, because sometimes, you know, we forget. So there are pages that are tabbed in each one of these books. There are highlighted pages, and there's notes on the side of things that I really wanted to remember, or my thoughts when I first read the book. And it's always really, it's really helpful. And it's a learning moment for me when I go back and say I pick up this book again in another year or 2 years, to see where I was at that point and to know and understand where I am now and to see what has changed and what is different and how, from what perspective am I now reading this book? Where am I now? So I just find that to be just one of the joys of being a book reader, is just being able to really do just those things. And so, okay, my next book is this one. I felt in a place. I just felt it in a place. This one is called Letters to My Sisters in Engineering. It's by Brittany Wilkins. Now, I wish Brittany Wilkins had been a guest on the show. She hasn't yet. And if she's listening to this episode, if someone who knows her, please let her know that I would love to have her as a guest on the show. So she is, she has written this book, and as an engineer, I just love that she wrote that. This is like a love letter. It's a love letter to women of color in engineering. You guys know that I'm an engineer, so that's why I feel this in a place. And it's hard. It's difficult. I don't even know if I can explain it. I can only think about people, you know, women of color in science or women of color in technology, and know that their experiences are probably similar, but being an engineer it's special to me. I wouldn't change anything in my experience, if I'm being completely honest, because it all has brought me to this moment doing what I'm doing, being able to talk to you guys about it. But it's special. And so this book takes us through her journey. So it talks to you about getting your mind right and how to develop as an engineer. And because we know that it's a special thing, like when I was a young engineer, just, you know, how much fear sort of set me back, you know, the fear of being wrong with, you know, you're in rooms with these older white men who come across like it's super confident. They know how to do a thing and they have projects under their belts. And so sort of overcoming that, knowing that, you know, what you know, it may not be as much as they know, but what you know is enough. And so it sort of honors that tried and true transition from student to not even master, but student to professional. That's a transition that people aren't necessarily really talking about. There is a difference between being a student and being a professional. The rules are different. And sometimes we don't always get those in between lessons. And so she decided that, you know, at one point she was like, I'm going to give up on this engineering dream, right? I'm not going to do this. But then she said, I'm not giving up on my dream. It was not an option. And she decided she was going to persevere through it. And she wrote a book about it. And I love every single thing in here. I just do. So it is Letters to My Sisters in Engineering by Brittany Wilkins. So if this is you, please pick this one up. It's a good read. It reads like a story. It really does. And so you'll get to know her story and you'll feel like you'll get to know her. Or I felt like I got to know her, even though I've never met her. I just feel like that book was a lifesaver to me, and I plan to start to pick it back up soon, because, you know, stuff just happens that way. So my next book is called Maybe It's You. Cut the Crap, Face Your Fears, Love Your Life by Lauren Handel Zander. Okay. So this one's a funny story. So I picked this book up, maybe 2-3 years ago. And we were supposed to be, me and three other women were supposed to be having a book club at work. Y'all know I was the only one who picked this book up, right? None of the other women got it. I was so like, what? So, but like, I know myself, I'm never one to put down a book, right? I'm always one to pick one up. So I really read, I said, maybe it's me. I was at a point in my career where I had left a job that I had had for over 10 years and I really loved it and enjoyed it and felt like I was at a place to where I was growing in a professional manner in a way that I thought I was going to stay there for a minute. But then things took a turn where I had to go and I had to go quickly. And there was a lot of hurt and there was a lot of work trauma. And I walked away just sort of feeling confused and sort of not knowing where I wanted to go next. And then I basically wasn't looking for the next opportunity because I was still healing from the last opportunity, but this one sort of came along. I was like, okay, I can do this for a bit of time. Met a lot of great people. And we decided that we were all kind of healing for something. Me and these other women, we were kind of healing from past workplace trauma. And we thought maybe, you know, some of the stuff that was happening at the current place, good and bad, but we were viewing it from a skewed landscape. We thought maybe this book could help. Now I will tell you that, it's tough. Because it's challenging you in a way that I don't think a book at that time had, you know. So it's like, maybe when she says maybe it's you, yeah, she's really talking about you. It's asking you the hard questions about yourself because, of course, who knows you better than you? I mean, really, who knows you better than you? And so this is a step-by-step plan to sort of change, kind of get introspective, but like come out with a plan to be better, know better, do better. So it's funny and it's straightforward. I really like straightforward. I don't want to have to read, you know, 20 words when 5 will do. So it's a roadmap to help you finally get to there, wherever your there is, and in whatever arena that there is for you. And so she talks about things. She actually does this assessment where, you know, she asks you these questions that are really, were at least for me at the time, were super hard. And there were some that I'm not in a place where I can really answer this, right? So, but I thought it was really good. So one of the things that she talks about is cut the crap about being true to yourself when you don't have a clue who that is. So it's about learning about yourself. And I think that this is true for, especially for women of color, STEM. We're so busy working and doing all the things that sometimes we don't know who we are. And that's really key. So I have to know who I am. I have to know who Natasha Anderson is. At the core of me, who am I? And for me, I'm a teacher. I'm a coach. I'm a person of service. I'm a woman who likes to see other people succeed while succeeding myself. I can be a cheerleader. I can be all of those things. But I have to believe in the cause. So if I don't believe in the cause and you want me to come cheer for you, that's going to be really tough for me. There's more to the me, but that's at the heart of the matter. That's who I am. And so you'll always see me teaching and learning and developing and coaching and cheering people on and being a cheerleader. Those are all the parts of myself that when I'm serving in my 10 area, you'll get to see those things come out. And so you just have to, the thing I really enjoyed about this book is this cutting through all of the clutter and all of the fluff and all of the clouds and all of the things that we like to talk about. But sort of getting through and cutting through and getting to the heart of the matter about who it is you really are, and then doing the hard work to be able to acknowledge that, oh yeah, that was me. It wasn't them. It was me. And then dealing with your stuff so that when you meet that person or that company again, you come in with full knowledge about the ins and the outs of who you are. And that can only help you. That can help you at the interview table, at the negotiating table, at the leadership table, being in the room where it happens. There are responsibilities that comes with that. Responsibilities to yourself first, though, and not necessarily to the other people in that room or to the room itself. You have to be responsible to yourself, and you always have to be true to yourself. Nobody in the room knows more about you than you do. At no point ever in time. I believe that to be true. And I have since then grown to believe that to be true about myself. And that's the way I operate. And so this book was really, very helpful in helping me get there. Again, another book that I found to be a little humorous, very matter of fact. Again, maybe it's you. Cut the Crap, Face Your Fears, Love Your Life, by Lauren Handel Zander. Okay, so my next book is The Memo. There's so much I could say about this book. So it's called The Memo, What Women of Color Need to Know to Secure a Seat at the Table by Minda Hartz. Now, you guys know Minda, and then Minda has a new book out right now called Right Within. So read The Memo and then go and get the other book. This is a must read for all women of color in business and for all people who want to do better. I love this book. There were so many things that I could say about this book, but I just want you to get it and read it and digest it. And you're going to cry. You're going to have tears. You're going to feel this in a way in which, if you are a woman of color, you're going to feel this book in a way that probably you won't feel with any other book that I've described, except for maybe Career Rehab. Because she talks about things that we know. If you are a woman of color in STEM, if you're a woman of color in business, if you're a woman of color in higher education, we could have whole days long conversation about the topics she talks in the book. I just opened the book to a random page, and it's chapter 3 called The Politics. Now, this one is deep. If we want to talk about the politics around being a woman of color in business, in higher ed, in STEM, the politics around that. Now, that could be a whole book by itself. That could be a whole book by itself, because we know that the rules are different for us than they are for any other demographic out there. We get policed for our hair, for our makeup, for our clothes, for the way in which we speak, the way in which we show up each and every day. Everything is nitpicked, and those politics that they're talking about are those behind the scenes decisions that get made where people espouse things about our abilities based off of those things, based off our name, based off of our hair, based off of the way we dressed. So whole technical skills and ability gets, you know, those things aren't even taken into account because I can't have her show up looking that way. They'll think we're unprofessional. That's the politics, y'all. It's sad that we are still at we're still at a point where that's still a thing. But trust me, y'all, they are now legislating that people can't discriminate against you because of your hair in the year 2021. That even had to be legislated says volume, speaks volumes about where, volume about where we are still. And it's because, again, we are in spaces where they didn't think that we belonged. And so anything that can be done to put us in our place, to have us thinking a certain way about one thing or the other, you know, that will downplay our gifts, our talents, our abilities and our experiences, they are really going to do that. So the memo is, it's just sort of putting people on notice. Like, we know, we see you. We acknowledge that these things are so. We also acknowledge that there's work we have to do, but this is so you guys become aware that this is what's happening. And we see it, we know it, and we are working really hard to change it. So those are, let's see, 2, 4, 6. Those are 6 books that you'll find on my bookshelf these days that have helped me over the past couple of years just sort of make it through. Now, what am I reading now? So this one came to me. I can't remember what I was doing or where I was at, but I saw this book somebody else's show. I must have saw her on somebody else's show. And so saw this book on somebody's show a while ago, and I thought I have to pick this up. So the book is called Eloquent Rage, A Black Feminist Discovers Her Superpower by Brittany Cooper. Okay. Eloquent Rage, A Black Feminist Discovers Her Superpower by Brittany Cooper. So I'm in the beginning stages of it, and I already know that I'm going to read about myself here. I already know that I'm going to read about myself here. I'm only in the beginning pages, of this book, and I'll let you guys know what I feel when I'm finished reading it. I'm fairly certain that there's going to be a part 2 to this one. So, just be on the lookout for it. Hopefully by then I will have finished reading Eloquent Rage, and I can be able to talk about it with clarity and with some amount of information, and I can tell you what my experience has been with it. I hope you guys have walked away with a list of a book list that you can get for yourself, get for your girlfriends, get for the other women of color in your life. That you think these books could benefit them. So as I end every show, I sincerely hope that you guys are keeping yourselves well, and that you are keeping yourselves safe until we meet again.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Stemming in Stilettos. Please check out the show notes to get additional information about today's guest or today's topic. You can find the podcast on every major podcast platform. You can find additional information about Dr. Tasha at www.drtasha.com. Thanks again, and don't forget to tune in every Tuesday for the latest episode of Stemming in Stilettos.